Let's welcome our next two contestants, Aiden Goteron and Kiki Turner, to the stage. Aiden, you play in a band called Dino's House Party. Why did you name the band that?
It's the name of a bar that all the bartenders were Russian women wearing bikinis.
Oh, what a delightful place. Kiki, I hear you're a fan of celebrity gossip.
I am a fan of celebrity gossip.
Do you have a favorite person to follow?
No, I like just to find out secrets from gossip forums.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll mine you for details later.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, Julian, what are we going to put these two through?
All right. Before the dawn of Xbox, a Jack in the Box provided hours of mind-numbing entertainment. You wound the lever, and your reward for 10 seconds of manual labor was seeing a plastic clown jump out of the box to the sounds of Pop Goes the Weasel. Well, we've decided to spice it up by replacing the clown with things that sound like the word weasel. I'll play the song, and you tell me who or what is about to pop out. For example, if I sang, he's got a type of fuel in his name, this bald and deep voice actor. He races fast cars furiously. You would say,
Pop Goes Vin Diesel.
That's right.
That was an example. It doesn't count as a point, but very well done.
I know.
That's well done. And you have to sing it. That is correct,
okay.
Contestants. You have to sing it. And there will be a follow-up question, which I will ask you after each song, that either of you can ring in for. All right, Julian, take it away.
You punch your friend whenever you see this famous German auto. In Disney films, its name is Herbie.
Pop Goes the Beetle.
I'm sorry.
Pop Goes the Beetle.
There you go. That is correct, Kiki. What talk show host gave away 275 VW Beetles on her final Favorite Things show in 2011? Aden.
Oprah?
Oprah is correct.
In several movies you can see this Austin Powers villain. His tiny clone is Mini-Me.
Pop Goes Dr. Evil.
Kiki! Yeah. Beautiful. And from the Austin Powers movies, the character of Dr. Evil is reportedly based on what television producer who was Mike Myers' boss at Saturday Night Live? Aden.
Lorne Michaels.
That is correct. I like how this is going. You do one, you do the other. You guys are very back and forth. I like it. You're working together. Well done. Oh, they just gave each other a fist bump.
In House of Lies and Drunk History, you'll see this acclaimed actor. He's Bashir Tar in Ocean's 13.
Aden.
George Clooney. Oh, John. Pop Goes Don Cheadle.
Yes!
In Iron Man 2, Don Cheadle plays Tony Stark's good friend, Jim Rhodes, who later dons an Iron Man suit as the character War Machine. Cheadle actually replaced what other acclaimed actor who played Rhodes in the first movie? Aden.
The guy from Hustle and Flow.
Okay, I'm gonna need a name.
It's good, good.
I like that you gave me a trivia question back. Kiki.
Terrence Howard.
Yes.
Terrence Howard is correct.
Go get an MMR vaccine and you won't catch rubella or spots from this contagious disease.
Kiki.
Pop Goes the Measles.
Oh, that is beautiful. What last name is shared by the English doctor who saved countless lives with his ingenious smallpox vaccine and also Khloe Kardashian's stepdad? Kiki.
Jenner?
Jenner is correct. That celebrity knowledge is coming into good use.
For a World's Fair back in the 60s, they built this famous tower. It sits above a rainy city.
Aden.
What is the Sears Tower? Pop goes the Sears Tower.
Interesting answer, but I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Let's hear it again.
For a World's Fair back in the 60s, they built this fame.
Pop goes a needle. No, that's in Seattle.
I'm going to consider it a draw. Let's throw it out there. Anyone know?
Space Needle.
Space Needle. You were heading in the right direction, but then you were against it, so I couldn't give you
I
the
really
point.
Thought that was in Seattle. Were we talking about Chicago?
No, that was just in your head. We were totally talking about Seattle.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you did say Windy City.
Rainy City.
Well, darn.
That's okay. When it was built, the Space Needle was the tallest observation tower west of the Mississippi River. What Las Vegas monstrosity now holds that record, standing over 1,100 feet tall? Aden.
Luxor.
Oh, I'm sorry, that is incorrect. Kiki, do you have an answer?
I was in Vegas, and I didn't see anything taller than Excalibur, but that, nope, I don't know.
Does anyone out there know?
Stratosphere.
The stratosphere. That, okay. You can jump, you can do free fall off the stratosphere, so you have training for when you lose all your money, how to jump. I think this is our final one.
Thank God. Round holidays, you surely will see this cartoon dog named Snoopy. But can you tell me what is his breed?
Aden.
Pop goes the beagle.
That is correct. As Snoop Dogg, Calvin Brodus produced such rap albums as The Dog Father and Doggumentary, but in 2012, he produced a reggae album under what new stage name? Kiki.
That would be Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion is correct. Great match. Julian, you were such a trooper in this whole thing.
And listen, thank you. Thank you.
And so were our contestants. Aden, thank you so much. Kiki is our winner of this round, and we'll be moving on to our Ask Me One More final showdown. Congratulations to you both. Thank you for playing.